It is time for the Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, along with MSO News Sports Baseball Insider Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
Andy, today, or tonight rather, marks the renewal of the largest or biggest rivalry in sports, the Yankees-Red Sox, as I am told by watching Nesson. But and they may be right. So it's back to the grind tonight, right?
Certainly is. The second half of the season officially gets underway. Sox will be in the Bronx at the four-game series. Eduardo Rodriguez will be on the mound tonight. And also, just to let you know, where it's such a big rivalry, such a big game tonight, it's the only game on Major League Baseball's schedule. They do one game on a Thursday night after the All-Star break. Everyone resumes on Friday. So the Red Sox and Yankees take center stage this evening. After the Sox finish up this four-game series in New York, they head to Buffalo, a three-game series with the Blue Jays, and come back to Fenway on Thursday, July 22nd, for another four-game series with the Yankees. So the Red Sox start the second half of the season 55-36, first place in the AL East, just a game and a half ahead of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah, shuffling back and forth to Buffalo. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Across New York State. They should drive. I mean, the thruway is so much fun out there in western New York.
There you go. Yeah, they can take a nice luxury bus and off they go.
Exactly. All right, so the Red Sox do begin the second half of the season tonight, and they're still in first.
That they are, and they'll have someone new to watch in the lineup as their top outfield prospect. Jarren Duran will make his Major League debut. He's ranked as the third overall prospect in the Red Sox system. 46 games this season with the Worcester Red Sox. Duran batted 270, 15 home runs, and 32 RBI. He also stole 12 bases. So Red Sox fans have been long awaiting this young prospect who will be installed in center field, and we'll see how this all plays out.
Well, Andy, update us, give us a little review on Red Sox at the All-Star game and also some player notes. What's the latest?
Well, the Red Sox did have five members of the team at the All-Star game this year. Rafael Devers, Xander Bogaerts voted in as All-Stars, making it the first time that Red Sox have had the starting third baseman and shortstop for the American League team. Other players that were on the All-Star game for the Red Sox included J.D. Martinez and then pitchers Matt Barnes and Nathan Eovaldi.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, and the NBA NLB draft, rather. I'll try and get it eventually here.
Well, yeah, the Red Sox had the fourth pick in the MLB draft. That was earlier this week, back on Monday. They selected high school shortstop Marcelo Mayer from California. This was the highest selection for the Sox in the draft since 1967 when they picked third. And Mayer says he wants to sign as soon as possible. So another highly touted prospect coming into the system. Red Sox actually, most people around Major League Baseball thought that Mayer could be the first overall pick in the draft. And he slipped down the fourth right into the Red Sox lap, so they had to obviously scoop him up at that moment. And we'll see down the road if we have a gem in the system. So it'll be interesting to follow his progress. The Red Sox pitching coach Dave Bush said that Chris Sale won't be activated from the injured list until he stretched out to pitch five or six innings. Sale's actually scheduled to pitch his first rehab game tonight down in Florida, so we'll have to see how that all plays out. And another news regarding contracts, the Red Sox did sign pitcher Matt Barnes in the last week to a two-year contract extension with a club option for 2024.
Well, we'll be patient Chris Sale. That's who I'm thinking of, Chris Sale, who you just mentioned.
We'll be patient, and you know the Red Sox will be extra patient. So he'll be back at some point this year, and that could be a key cog in the puzzle here as we go forward.
Well, regardless of when he comes back, I know this afternoon on Nesson Plus, they have another Red Sox feature, probably a Red Sox win, but what is it?
Well, on this day, Red Sox on this day, Nesson Plus, like you said, 1 o'clock today. It's a game from July 15th, 2005. Red Sox blast the Yankees 17-1 at Fenway. David Ortiz, Trot Nixon each hit a home run and drive in five runs.
Andy, as you do every week with us, you update us on some of the top stories from around Major League Baseball. What do you have for us today?
Well, of course, on Tuesday, it was the 91st All-Star game, played at Coors Field in Denver. American League won their eighth straight, beating the National League 5-2. Blue Jays first baseman Vladimir Guerrero named MVP, the youngest player to be named the MVP of the All-Star game. Angels pitcher designated hitter Shohei Ohtani in this game became the first player to be selected as a pitcher and a hitter. He batted leadoff for the American League, and he was the starting pitcher back on Monday. New York Mets first baseman Pete Alonso won the home run derby for the second year in a row, for a second time in a row, obviously in the All-Star game last year. And Mets coach and Amherst College graduate Dave Jouse was the pitcher for Alonzo, the 64-year-old Jouse. He's been a coach with six teams during his career, including the Red Sox. Jouse pitched to Nomar Garciaparra in the 1999 Home Run Derby at Fenway Park.
Gotcha. Hey, we've talked about some of these rules changes in Major League Baseball, and I'm hearing that they may not continue to stick around a few of them.
Yeah, during the All-Star break, Commissioner Rob Manfred said that the seven-inning doubleheaders and playing extra innings with a runner on second base probably won't continue into 2022. Those rules were installed due to COVID-19. Commissioner Manfred also mentioned how the league could look into banning the shift, something that's currently being experimented with in double-A ball. So, could be some getting back to normal with some of these rule changes of Major League Baseball going forward.
Not banning the shift. That makes no sense to me at all. I mean, but...
Yeah, I mean, to me, a player should learn to try to hit the other way and, avoid the shift. But, to see how this all plays out.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah. All right, anything else, Andy, to share with us?
Well, the commissioner also said during the All-Star break that keeping the A's in Oakland is nearing an end. He said that Oakland will need to make a decision soon whether they're going to have Major League Baseball moving forward in that city. The A's have played in Oakland since 1968. They're looking to build a new ballpark in downtown Oakland. Funding, of course, has been a key concern. So the Oakland City Council will be voting later this month on a non-binding term sheet for that project. Manfred says that Major League Baseball considers Las Vegas a viable alternative for a major league club.
And I thought we might be through, but maybe you do have a few more notes for me. Do you, Andy?
Yeah, since the last time we talked, we've been off a couple weeks here. Angels outfielder Mike Trout, he was moved to the 60-day injured list. He is eligible to return on the 17th. So good news from Angels fans, obviously one of the better players in baseball. When we were away, five pitchers of the Tampa Bay Rays on July the 8th combined to no-hit the Indians in Game 2 of a seven-inning doubleheader. And last weekend, before the All-Star break, Rays outfielder Ronald Acuna Jr. tore his ACL. He'll miss the rest of the season. And last Sunday, Marlins pitcher Pablo Lopez had a major league record by striking out the first nine batters to start a game. The Marlins went on to beat the Braves 7-4.
And just finally to reset us on the Red Sox and Yankees tonight, Sox have won all six games, right, between the two teams this year?
That they have. So the Red Sox have the upper hand to start, but, we'll be seeing a lot of the Yankees in the second half and obviously a lot right away here to get things going to start things off after the All-Star break. So Red Sox can really make a dent in the Yankee season, or if the Yankees, they could turn their season right around with some big wins versus the Red Sox going forward. But it's going to be a tough ride for the Sox going forward. I mean, you got all these games with the Yankees, you got the Blue Jays mixed in, more games with the Rays coming up soon. So certainly a tough start to the second half of the season schedule-wise, so it'll be interesting how the team shapes up.
Yeah, I caution our Pod fan listeners that the Red Sox could suffer a loss or two this weekend. It's possible,
Oh, that's for sure, and you're not going to want to hear what I have to say, how many there could be, but I think you might have an idea how I would think.
I do. Mr. Half-Full Glass of Red Sox. There you go. All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
Baseball insider Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.